You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, joined in studio now by News Director Chad Lampe, and we're really pleased to give you a preview of the WKMS production Preserving Our Voices, which airs this Saturday at noon and again Sunday at 9 a.m. here on WKMS. And Chad, I know you're working like a busy little elf in there, aren't you?
Yeah, we sure would like to get it finished today. We're making some follow-up phone calls to some of the folks who are included in the program to just confirm some information to make sure everything's accurate, because we really want to make sure the stories that are told are accurate. We had right around 46 people that participated in this project. So that was about, you have couples for the interviews. So about 10 hours of audio. And some really great stories and great participation from Murray, from Madisonville, Hopkinsville, Paducah, and Paris. We need to thank all of the libraries in those communities for allowing us to sit in there with our equipment. And
the librarians.
Yeah, and the librarians. Also, we want to thank specifically in Hopkinsville, Jennifer Brown of the Kentucky New Era, who helped organize quite a few of the interviews there in Hopkinsville. And we have some really great pieces that will be in this program. Again, noon on a Friday, and again Sunday morning at 9.
And it's coming on directly after the StoryCorps 10th anniversary special, The Ties That Bind. And I like Preserving Our Voices being there, because what you're going to hear is the voices in our region are just as compelling as those nationally or internationally.
Yeah, and I think it's important that folks heed the call to record conversations with their loved ones. That's what the National Day of Listening is all about. Maybe a StoryCorps booth hasn't been to your community and you haven't been able to sit in that booth and record those conversations. Well, this is to urge you to go ahead and record a conversation with your family member that maybe it's something you never really got to talk about with that person that you think is definitely worth remembering. And it's something that may not be as valuable to you in the coming years, but it will be valuable to your ancestors in the coming years. And that's why we set out to do this project. And that's what we told the folks whenever they participated. They may or not be included in the program, but they do get the keepsake to give to their families and to their, to their nieces, nephews, grandchildren to pass along.
And we kind of went into this with a lot of good faith. We said we're going to do the hour-long special before we even recorded the conversations, just assuming that it would be filled with a really, really great stuff, and it is. And I think that you've brought in a clip for us.
Yeah, this is, again, this is just a small portion of what you're going to hear during the program on Friday and on Sunday. But this is a gentleman who lives in Paducah. He's a real estate broker. His name's Jesus Menendez. And he and his wife Shirley spoke in Paducah. Now, Jesus was born in Sawa La Grande, Cuba in the late 1940s. His life was turned upside down when Fidel Castro led the revolution against President Fulgencio Batista in the 1950s. And Jesus picks up just a portion of his story from here.
I was in a military school. I was about to finish my fifth year to get my high school diploma. Unfortunately, the revolution took place in such a way that two of my classmates were killed for opposing Batista. That, among my friends and my peers at the school, to do something about it, and we went to the mountains.
Is that where Che Guevara was?
Yes, he was there. But after a short period of time, we realized that the aims and the feelings that we thought that the revolution had to make a better Cuba were not there. So just by a very tight margin, I was able to get out in the last bus that was leaving Oriente Province, and my family picked me up in Havana and shipped me to the United States.
When you landed in Miami initially, you went to the restaurant and you couldn't place an order.
So I went to this cafeteria and I sat very nicely. They brought my little menu and I looked at it, and the woman asked me, what do I want? I said, coffee. And she understood that and she brought me some coffee. And then she asked me what I wanted, and she began to speak English. So I couldn't understand. I wanted ham and eggs, but I couldn't tell her that I wanted ham and eggs. So eventually, the only other word that I knew was apple pie. So I had apple pie for about 4 days.
But then you learned to say ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
And then what did the waitress say?
Well, that was another big problem. Once I got the ham and eggs down, then she turned around and asked me how I wanted my eggs. And there you go again. Apple pie and coffee for three more days.
That's a memorable story.
And that was Jesus and Shirley Menendez of Paducah. And that's, again, just a portion of their story. You'll later hear on Friday at noon how Jesus got to Paducah and the process it took for his mother to get out of Cuba to get to Paducah. And it's just a really touching story.
We met initially after we'd recorded the conversations to just kind of go over what we had. And what we found is that there were all of these ready-made themes built in for us. Mm-hmm. I know that two of the most compelling stories that we have in the program involve adoption.
Mm-hmm. That was one from Guatemala, another from Kazakhstan. We also found a really cool connection to the Cold War. We have a conversation with a reconnaissance officer for an SR-71 Blackbird, which, if you didn't know, that was the fastest plane the military ever made, which is really amazing. Also, a radar operator that did work just prior to the Bay of Pigs invasion. And also we hear about we have military connections. We have connections to the town of Dawson Springs. Just connections with family, love lost, recovery. You can run the gambit on the themes, but it was just amazing that all of these stories did have some, you know, intertwined storylines.
Well, Chad, it's Friday at noon. We're going to re-air it again Sunday at 9 a.m., preserving our voices, and I'll let you go back and finish it up. Appreciate you being on Sounds Good.
Thanks, Tracy.